atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Beat Saul down when you got a chance. You gotta learn how to not backbite, how to try to find some relief in the flesh. You gotta learn how to suffer some things and go through some things with some character, with some joy, with some peace. Find it, my brother, and count it all joy in the fall and the darkest temptation. You know you're on your way when you can count it joy. You can see mad at the mercy, but now you can laugh at it. Now you can look at it and say, ha, ha, ha. You thought you had me, didn't you? The devil is a lie. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. It's out there. Sometimes you say, don't be envious. When the wicked prosper. They got it by hook and crook. They even flaunt it. They push it in your face. No, don't hear that. And then the rest is coming. Let that drive you to God. Let that cause you to be the wrong contrite. More broken in your spirit. God dwells with the contrite. There's a deeper revelation. It's sometimes painful to the flesh. But oh, what it does to your spirit, man. It's at the Tower of Babel. If you get that back up for me, at the Tower of Babel. They're there. All one language. The same language of faith. But they're operating in faith. They're operating in faith. That's why God says this. He said, let us go down and there confound their language. They were all of one language. The language that God originally released. They still had it. They were still moving by faith. Get it back up. They were moving by faith. And that they may not understand one another's speech. Verse 8. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Go back to verse 5, I think. Yeah. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. Verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people are one. And they have all this language of faith. They're speaking the same language that I released. And this they begin to do. Now look at the power of the word that we're speaking. God said, and now nothing will be restrained from them. They're operating in an evil way, but they're operating in this faith that I release. They're operating in this language that I release. This frequency, even though they turn from me, they're using this frequency. And there'll be nothing withdrawn from them. That they decided to do, let's go down and we're going to do something here. We're going to distort the language. I'm going to have it to where none of them understand each other. That's exactly what he did. He disturbed the language so that none could understand each other, and they had to stop because they were operating in the faith. God took that up out of the planet. Are you following me? I'm talking about the original language. The language of faith that was given. And it's stayed on through the flood, and at the Tower of Babel, they were operating in it, but for evil now. And God took it out. Let's go down to Acts too. As I say, we're going full circle. We're going back to dominion. Now that group was operating in faith, but for the wrong purpose. And God said, if we don't go down and intercept and confound them, there's nothing they imagine. Think about it. That will be withheld from them because they're operating in this principle. So they went down and confounded their speech, that they didn't understand one another and they had to stop. You know, if you read history on how the Tower of Babel, how high they had gotten with that tower, when they would pass bricks up from the bottom of the tower to the top, it'd be a week before the brick from the bottom of the tower got to where they were, where the builders were. Now imagine that. God said there's nothing they imagine that will be withheld if we don't do something. And so he did. So in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, Acts, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, like they were at the Tower of Babel. They were all one language, one mind, one purpose. Well, God gathered him a people that would obey his voice and wouldn't act independent of him with their free will like Lucifer did and like his seed does. Tell somebody, everybody needs to be accountable. There are no mavericks, no lone rangers, no, you know, independence. No, everyone needs to be connected. So here. And suddenly there came a sound. There's that sound. The original sound. The original language. Here comes that sound again. What God took. Because the purposes and the desire was evil. And God said, I'm taking it. But when he gathered the people, see, this was after Jesus came. This was after Jesus said, now go up into the upper room and tarry. For something that has been taken away is coming back again. But you got to tarry there. You got to wait for it till you be endued with the power from on high. And here they were. There were 500 that were told, but 380 didn't go. Well, the upper room wouldn't have held 380 anyway. God already knew. Right? God already knew. Yes. The upper room was a small place. But 120 got in there.
That's right.
And you know what? The Bible says they were sitting. This is important for some of you workaholics. Feel like if you don't do it, it ain't going to get done. Well, hold everything. Adam, when he was created and God breathed into his nostrils, he was in a place of rest. It don't mean that you sleep all day, but his posture was that of rest. And notice this, when he was created on the sixth day. And guess what? The next day was a day of rest. So God created him to enter into rest. So Adam, your functioning will be from a position of rest. I did all the rest of the stuff. If you stay in rest and stay with me and walk with me, you'll find that all the stuff is prepared for you. On the day of Pentecost, they were sitting in the upper room. Tell somebody, sit down. Come on, tell somebody, sit yourself down. Sit yourself down.
Yes.
God already got it figured out. He's already got a master plan. He's a genius. His strategies cannot fail. But as long as you're pressing all night long, you're not going to. It's a place of rest. That's going to respond to. Get that back up for me. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Go back to verse 1. I'm sorry. No, verse 2, right. You're verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were pacing back and forth. Where they were trying to figure it out. No, where they were sitting. Tell somebody right now, if you learn one thing about God, you need to learn how to wait for Him. In this fast-paced society where everything is touch a button. Amen. Hit a switch. Beloved, I need it. If it ain't there by 7 minutes, you get it free. Same day delivery, same day this, same day that. Overnight express. It's essentially where people don't want to wait for anything. But see, what God released in the beginning is still upholding everything. So contrary to the world, people think you know, it's taking too long. Well, no, it's in God's time. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. What does the word order mean? Remember, order doesn't mean just direction, it means timing. Psalm 13, I believe, one of them Psalms. It says, my times are in His hands. So when we talk about steps being ordered, God will give you the direction, lead you in the direction, also in His timing. But you know, like I know, to hear from God, you got to be in a place of rest. No rest, no room. No peace, no power. And God in His genius will let you wear yourself out. And then they say, are you ready to listen? You're alone. That's really. So it was the day of Pentecost. Now let's read here again, because God took and confounded the language and took that ability out of the earth. But here in Acts, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. I want you to see some cloven tongues as of fire. How many of fire purifies? We look through the scriptures, we see when Isaiah told the Lord, he said, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. And the Lord sent a seraph over to the and picked up a coal off the altar and took it over to Isaiah and put it on his tongue. Fire. It purified him. Then he said, Lord, send me now. I'll go. My tongue is now pure. See, there's a pure language we got to go back to. It's the language of faith. It's the original language. See, but the problem that many carry, you know many languages. You speak faith, you speak this, you speak that, you speak the other. You speak complaining, you speak backbiting, you speak bickering. You speak unbelief, you speak murmuring, you speak complaining. You have to go back to the pure language. The language of faith. Anything that is not of faith is sin.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible.